societal survival of the fittest. Weak societies will fail and be taken over by stronger societies. Democratic societies tend to become weak and this cannot last forever. You can utilize weaknesses in a democratic system to slowly grab power. After that there will not be any more real democracy. One way to measure the success of a society is to look at survival and reproduction or birth rate. The by far biggest limiting factor when it comes to birth rate is female simply being unwilling to have children. Or even if they have children, it's nowhere near what the max of what they will be able to financially support because they prioritize comfort over having as many children as possible. Thus, by forcing females to have more children than they really want to have, and by being brutal in doing so, you will be able to raise the fertility rate in females. You will be as desirable when it comes to breeding. 13 is a good age for females to start breeding. If she is finished breeding early, it will allow her to enter the economy earlier. And this is of course backed up by studies showing that females that have children early actually are more productive for the economy later in life because they have the children early and then when they are older they do not have to take big breaks from their careers just to take care of their children. So it's actually an advantage even for the economy. But of course, in order to be able to properly raise children, especially if you have a high birth rate, you also need to have a strong economy to support all that. And you also need the economy to support the military. So because of that reason, you need to look at which economic policies that work in terms of actually building a strong society. And then just having a strong military may not actually be enough because unless you're stronger than all countries on earth combined that are potentially against you, you need to ally yourself with other countries. And we can see this with Nazi Germany that had some initial success in the war, but at the later point when they found themselves at war with too many strong countries, they got crushed. And the reason they lost the war was partly because they failed to build a strong enough alliance with other countries. And it of course ended in a complete disaster. And of course Nazis as an ideology is not really viable for multiple reasons. Because in order to build a strong country, a country that will be able to build a strong military, build a strong economy, and also attract important, for that you need to attract important individuals to your society unless they are born here in your country. And in most countries they don't really have that internally enough competent good people to really contribute and build, say, a new, more powerful nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and advanced drones and all that. For that you need to have capable individuals, and for that it will be very valuable if you are able to extract these people from other countries and integrate them into your own country and have them be useful. And for that you need to be inclusive, you need to be welcoming. People need to feel that they actually are welcome to help build your society and make it stronger. And ideally, you should build your society so strong that you do not have to rely on alliances. You really want to be able to beat all other countries on Earth combined if they're gang up. Of course, that's very difficult, and often you do need to rely on alliances. But still, if you can go there, it will be a really big win, because then you can do really what you want. And then with your strong military, you will be able to expand your borders, and that will benefit everyone in your country eventually. Even if the war is costly, with all the resources, land you gain, and also power you gain, you will be able to rule over the entire planet. And eventually, if you're really successful, you will be able to also colonize other planets. And here we see that there are simply some ways of constructing your society that are superior or other ways. And because strong societies will end up overtaking weaker societies, you do not actually have a choice, in the sense that sure, you can choose to wreck your own society, but then that will fail, and that will be the end of your ideology, so it cannot last, and that you end up with a policy you dislike anyway, such as say you want to have full egalitarianism, and you also want to have a lot of freedom for females and not pressure them to have children. And sure, that may work for a while, but eventually when your failed policy destroy your society and make it weaker and weaker, it will simply fall, and then you end up with another society or system replacing it. And then that's the end of your freedom you gave, and you end up with what you didn't want anyway, plus a lot of other things you also didn't want. So a lot of political ideologies are simply dead ends. It's systems that cannot work, either it cannot work at all, or it can work for a while and then it collapses. And in both these cases, it's not really an ideology you should take too seriously. And the only reason to push that is if you want to destroy your own society and replace it with something better. And one example of this will be pushing for libertarianism. And then when your society starts to crumble because people accepted that and it become actually implemented, you were able to weaken the government enough so yourself will be able to take over the society. And then of course that will be the end of the libertarian ideology, and people who supported that will have been just useful idiots that didn't understand what was going on.